Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including merchandise news, show news, TV stuff, just in everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
Yes, hello, it's me, Kevin, and I'm ready to bring some holiday cheer to you all. It's December.
It is. Apologies to our listeners for taking 2 weeks off. Just life happened and sickness happened and other things, and we just had to take some time off. But we're back, and we're here to discuss a lot of great things. And before we get started, we do want to talk about what has happened recently. We just want to say our hearts go out to everyone affected by the passing of Jason David Frank, the family, friends, fans. We understand the loss of this, and it is incredibly sad and tragic. And just what we want to say is, if you are dealing with suicide ideation or any kind of depression or any kind of feelings like where you feel you're not worth it, please know that you are, and that if you can hear us, that you do matter, and it is never worth taking that step. And we will put links in our description below to resources, to numbers you can call for help. Please reach out. Please seek help. Please, please reach out. That's all we can say.
Yeah. Agreed.
But with that said, we'll kind of go into today's news and kind of topics. First and foremost is Lightning Collection news, because we had a random drop this week of images being found of a Alien Ranger 5-pack that will be coming soon. We got a look at the box art for both the front and the back, which gave us not only like a really great art on the front of the box, but also a view of what each of the figures on the back will look like. But what did you think of this, Kevin?
I mean, I think it looks great. Granted, it's just the concept art at the moment, but I'm really excited to see what we end up getting in person. I know the Alien Ranger suits are ones that we were both excited about seeing for different reasons. But I think from the initial looks and previews, I think they look great. And I think they're going to look really dynamic on the shelves. So it's cool to see the Alien Rangers getting some love. It definitely makes sense for them, I think, to do the 5-pack approach from a marketing and selling standpoint. So I'm excited that we're getting another 5-pack, because we haven't gotten one since the Psycho Rangers. And I think it's a smart way for them to give fans this team, but also, like, not worry about shelf warming.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, like, while this is still, like, Mighty Morphin adjacent, like, I don't know that if it were in a regular wave that they would sell particularly well, because it is very weird which ones will and which ones don't across the whole Lightning Collection. But I am also pretty excited about this. I think the box art for this one is really great. And you know, yes, we mourn the like loss of the Tom Whalen art with the like character portraits on them, but like I do really love the like Alien Ranger art that they made for this, and if that was the level of quality we would get across the line going forward, that would be really awesome.
Agreed.
And just like, I mean, like, the one thing that is obviously missing from this that everyone has pointed out and many have whined about across the internet is the fact that this does not come with civilian heads for the Alien Rangers, which, like, on the one hand, understandable because they do have a very, we'll say, distinct design in regards to their heads. But also, I can understand the argument of, like, this 5-pack probably doesn't get made if those heads are involved. And before anyone comes at, like, you know, designers or other things and says, oh, they didn't consider this, oh, they're not, like, doing research, I'm sure they're aware of what the Alien Rangers look like unmorphed. But I'm sure they looked at those designs, figured it was probably either too expensive or just too difficult, or just, like, they just didn't want to do them, like...
And the thing to keep in mind is, too, like, a lot of people at Hasbro are also doing market research. They're trying to see, like, what's going to sell versus what's not, and that will determine budget for figure releases. Like, even though, you know, we've joked about it before that Power Rangers, you know, you basically make two sculpts and then you just throw some paint on, it still costs money to make, market, release. So I think just keep that in mind too. Like,
yeah,
just because it doesn't have everything in the world doesn't mean that, you know, they don't care. It doesn't mean that it's not a good release. I think, like, for me, for example, I don't think I only have one figure that has a civilian head, and it's a Ninjetti Cat. That's it.
Yeah, like, I don't ever use the civilian head, so, like, I am not bothered by this at all.
Yeah.
I'm here to get the Ranger figures and pose them as Rangers. So,
yeah.
You know, apologies if that's the thing you want, but, like, they're not part of this. Like, but I don't think it takes anything away from it, because I think it's, they've got decent accessories for all of them. There's been some complaints about them not having their individual weapons from, like, Kaku Ranger, but I'm like, I don't, aside from the knuckles, they didn't ever really use them, if memory serves.
they use them in one episode. I think it was Climb Every Fountain. It was the one with Slotsky when the power coins got destroyed,
okay.
And they were all first right. introduced. And it was back after they were first introduced. But yeah, they used that because of the Sentai footage. They actually didn't use it in American footage, as far as I remember.
So yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal for these guys. I think what they've got is perfect. It does seem like from other images that people have been able to attain that they will have, like, the sword, like, scabbards that they can go on their backs, and you'll be able to pose with those. So, like, they will come with enough, I think, that they will not be missed not having those figures or those accessories.
But yeah, for sure.
Before we move on, I do want to ask one question of you, Kevin. If you could do a 5-pack like this for any other team, or any other kind of, like, 2 or 3-pack with, like, a Ranger team, which one would you want? Which one would you do?
That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to do a 5-pack, I would want to see the, either the Legendary Squadron Rangers in their comic form, or I would want to see the Supersonic Rangers, the 5 men.
Nice. Okay.
Like, trying to think of like a good balance, like what makes sense for a 5-pack, what would be good. But I think those would in particular be really good, and they would be a lot of fun. So, for a two pack or a 3-pack, I would want to do Camille and Daishi.
Yeah, naturally. Okay, that would make sense. Yeah.
That would be a good 2-pack.
Yeah, I think what the ones you? That the one that comes to mind for me as far as a 5-pack is Hyperforce. Just do the Hyperforce team as a 5-pack.
That makes sense. Yeah,
I would love that. The other thing I can think of as like a 3-pack is doing the Spirit Rangers from Jungle Fury. Which is funny that we both went there.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibility with that team in that season. But I would love to see Hyperforce pack. That'd be really cool because those designs are great.
Yes.
That does make me think, though, like, maybe even seeing, like, a special Time Force pack that's, like, Time Force Silver and Time Force Black.
That would also be very cool. I mean,
yeah,
I'm still surprised we've not gotten a 5-pack of the Omega Rangers, or like 4-pack of Omega Rangers yet, because that just seems like with everything
I think we're
getting
else. There.
Like, yeah, we're not far off from getting like a Death Ranger Lightning Collection figure.
Yeah, for sure. I think they'll look great once we do get them.
Oh, definitely. But with that said, there's a few other merch things that have kind of been revealed and dropped. One of which was Innovation Points Action Q revealed that they are going to have a red Mighty Morphin Red Ranger figure in addition to the like Green Ranger, Draken, and Dino Fury Red Ranger. And that is now available for pre-order. Also available for pre-order is Loungefly has released a Red Power Ranger mini backpack, which is now available from Toys N Fun, which is apparently a like Loungefly exclusive retailer, which is funny. It's really cute, and it's got like the Red Ranger Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Red Ranger like design to the front, and it's got really nice like nice lining on the inside. It's really cute. But any thoughts on these?
Yeah, it reminds me of those hats that came out a few years ago that was like the Red Ranger visor.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. But no, I think it's cute. Like, I don't get the Loungefly stuff. I know some people go crazy over Loungefly.
Yeah.
So if you are planning on getting that, be ready to probably, you know, fight collectors and scalpers for it, so.
Yeah, definitely. They went on sale Friday, so if you are wanting that, you may want to get it sooner rather than later.
Precisely.
With that, we'll move on to Legacy Wars. Orion Super Mega Force Silver has joined the grid. He is a legendary rarity and balance class fighter. And in addition to him, an unmorphed Gia skin is also available for the yellow Super Mega Force Ranger as part of this month's Power Pass. I have not tried pulling for him because he's a legendary, and that means I will never get this man.
I mean, you never know. Don't never say never.
I mean, I've pulled for the ones I want, and like, you get a shard. so often. Like, it's a rare thing you get them, even when you're pulling directly from their banner. So if you are interested in him, be prepared to put in money. But other than that, I mean, I don't have much thoughts on him. I haven't fought him or anything. Yeah. And I'm just like, it makes sense. Of the Super Mega Force Rangers, he's the one you put in addition to Gia. Like, it makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Kind of moving right along, we got a random bit of comic book news tied into Free Comic Book Day, which will be May 6th in 2023. There will be a Power Rangers related title on Free Comic Book Day called Ranger Academy, which is a tease for a new series that will be coming from Boom Studios. And the kind of description that we got for it is: get ready to enroll in a more phenomenal new adventure in Ranger Academy. The Ranger Academy 2023 Free Comic Book Day special will feature a sneak peek at the upcoming series with a first look at some brand new characters and familiar faces. This is kind of... it's not surprising that we're getting another Power Ranger title. It is interesting that we're getting something that isn't tied to a show or tied to the mainline comic book series. What's interesting about this is a lot of people have instantly connected this to that Power Rangers live show that never got off the ground, because it was supposed to take place in a Ranger Academy as well. So it's interesting. What are your thoughts on this? What did you think when you first came across this one?
I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. My connections were going to like SPD and Grow Battle Force, honestly. So I wonder if we're going to see either like a new American team or like another Sentai team get adapted. Like, who even knows? But I always love me some Free Comic Book Day. So I'm really excited for this to be a title that we're getting. And it's always a good time.
Yep. And I do just want to like call out. So this will be written by author Maria Ingraude Mora and illustrated by artist Jomi Ginyong. And so I'm intrigued. Like, I don't know what this can be. I'm sure this is meant to tie into like the 30th anniversary, which is also next year. So I'm sure this is meant to kind of tie into that. I'm curious if this will be an ongoing or if it will be another mini kind of like Power Rangers universe. But like, I'm sure there's so much they could do with this like concept, not only just tying it to SPD or tying it to Grid Battle Force, but there's just like so much in like the Power Rangers universe that they could tie together that would be really fun. And this is also like a chance that they could bring in other teams that have not gotten featured in the comic books at all.
Yeah.
Because that's always the complaint that we hear, right? It's like, oh, it's too Mighty Morphin focused. Oh, they should do a comic series about X, Y, and Z. So, I mean, I'm excited. It'll be really fun once we get covers and like previews for it to see what it's going to be. But I'm really excited, and I'm always excited too with the Power Ranger comics when we get new writers and artists in.
It's always fun.
Yeah, it gets a new take on them. But so hopefully, you know, get excited. We'll get to see something, and you know, hopefully, we can get our hands on this because Free Comic Book Day releases are always a journey for sure. Just keep that on your calendar if you're interested in getting that preview, and keep an eye out for more news. We'll definitely talk about it when more drops. But staying in the world of comic books, because just released recently was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 102. It was written by Melissa Flores, illustrated by Simona Gianfelice, colored by Raul Angulo, and lettered by Ed Dukeshire. And the previous description for this one is: while the gravest threats to Earth seem put to rest, the legacy that began in GoGo Power Rangers unfolds in ways no Power Ranger fans could have imagined. As the mystery of what happened on the embattled moon begins to unravel, a villain returns from the past along with their sick and twisted creation. So this issue was more intense than I would have thought.
Yeah, it definitely picked up quickly.
Yes, in many wild directions. I do want to kind of talk about, they do kind of tease that here. This has direct connections to Go-Go Power Rangers in ways I wouldn't have imagined. And I really enjoyed this, very direct connections, yeah. Because it, like, references the whole, like, first meeting of Zach and Kim. Mm-hmm. And it, like, it directly references all that. And I found this issue interesting from a sense of, like, what Melissa is trying to do, because it seems like she's marrying, like, Go-Go Power Rangers, what's happened in Mighty Morphin, and trying to, like, kind of thread a needle through all of them, which mm-hmm. I think is really fun and yeah. cool. And that's before we get to, like, the craziness that happens in this issue. Mm-hmm. But what did you think of this issue, Kevin?
I mean, I thought overall it was a really strong issue. You know, I agree, the Go-Go Power Rangers connections were really nice. And I think it definitely provided some solid character building moments for really a lot of the team. Like, everyone got a little bit of focus in this issue in different ways, and it was an interesting ride.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing I'll be interested going forward, what we'll see kind of, does Melissa end up, like, shuttering two certain rangers to focus on them, or are we going to kind of stay in this really broad, like, all rangers get mm-hmm. a moment, everyone gets to kind of shine? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the thing we got to talk about is, what did you think of Mistress Vile all throughout this issue?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely an interesting take on Rita, and, like, seeing her be so aggressive and, like, consumed by her revenge, so to speak. I think for me it was focusing more on how she was able to break down and beat Zed.
Yeah, oh gosh.
And, like, seeing her shatter Zed's visor, and, like, seeing Zed, like, just being weak and, like, weakened.
Defeated, yeah.
Yeah. So it definitely, it provides a good angle for her character arc.
Yeah, and I do find it interesting that we're not hiding her accomplice, who we don't have mm-hmm. a name for yet. What have you thought of this, like, character? Because I'm not sure where I land on that one yet.
I don't really have too much about him yet. I mean, he's powerful. I think he has, like, a grid empowerment going on with him based on his glow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's, like, an empower that the Omegas lost track of or couldn't find.
Yeah, or escaped in the whole Death Ranger kerfuffle.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting that, like, that guy's got kind of almost a radiant black design to him, which I think is kind of funny.
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
In, like, the visor headpiece is specifically where it kind of, like, echoes that for mm-hmm. me. But I do want to agree. I do love kind of, like, how intense Mistress Vile is. Just, like, there is kind of, like, a meanness to her that I think is really interesting. And I do like that she, like, in her dialogue is referencing things to the Rangers. Like, you know, the fact she recognizes Kimberly's voice, and, like, she calls out, you know, oh, there's a Green Ranger, but I don't recognize who you are. And then when she finds out who it is, she's like, ah, I tortured you once. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it just highlights, like, Rita's always been a vicious character. And so you really get to see her power through and be even worse.
Yeah. So, I think it's just a very, like, unhinged version. Yeah. And I do. But I mean, the big drama of this issue is obviously, like, the Rangers begin to realize kind of how overwhelmed they are. Mm-hmm. You know, we see this across the team with, like, Matt, Tommy, and Kim dealing with Mistress Vile. We see it with Rocky and Aisha dealing with the, like, throne monster that Finster has created. We see, like, Billy, Goldar, mm-hmm. and Adam dealing with, like, kind of the wave of these new putties. And just overall, we see kind of the team, like, dealing with these threats and trying to essentially decide to run. It gets to the point where the Dragon Sword gets damaged, and that the Rangers need a new evacuation mm-hmm. route. In the struggle to get away, it seems like Tommy is going to be taken out before Matt rushes in and, you know, strikes a final blow to get Tommy and Kim a chance to get away. And the Rangers use the most convenient way to exit possible that they have, which is to use Serpentera.
Mm-hmm.
And we get this really cool sequence of the Rangers escaping, obviously saddened by the fact that they were not able to get Matt with them.
Yeah.
But what did you think of that kind of development across watching the team, like, struggle and fight?
Yeah. I mean, I think it shows that, like, I think back to the first issue of GoGo Power Rangers in the first arc, whenever they, like, just went to Rita's base and took the fight to her. Like,
yeah.
It shows that the Ranger team has over time learned and evolved, and they've all kind of learned their limits and their strengths. I think for Matt, his arc is going to be interesting because a lot of his arc is centering around feeling like he is the add-on, like the extra. Yeah. And so I'm curious to see what Melissa is building towards that with the flashbacks and also with his comment at the end of the issue that he was basically expendable.
Yeah, and I'm also, because we're definitely, you know, from covers we've seen and the kind of last moment with Rita talking about the fact that she now has Matt in her clutches, it definitely seems like we're going to get some echo of Green with Evil in this, which I
maybe,
think is going
to be. Yeah.
She's definitely going to put something on, some kind of spell on him. Like, there's yeah. no way we don't get some kind of redux on that. Because I think it's the thing everyone's wanted with Matt. Mm-hmm. It was what people expected in GoGo Power Rangers for the longest time. Do we think they'll kill Matt? Because that's been the fear we've had for the longest time. Do you think we'll get to the point where Melissa would be the one to kill him?
No, I don't think she will.
Okay. Because every time they put Matt in danger, I'm like, oh, he's the one you can hurt, though. Like,
well, and I think that's what the point of this is going to be, because I think a lot of the fans reading the book have, including us, have had that mindset of Matt is expendable.
Yeah.
Because he's not part of the Core Six. And so I am thinking and hoping that, you know, this issue is going to show us that he is a Power Ranger. He's part of the team. I think this is Melissa, like, giving Matt a really big moment.
Yeah. Which, like, makes sense. I think it's nice, too, because, like, well, I love every moment that Ryan did with Matt. It does feel like, oh, he's propping up his baby. He's the one who created it. He's brought him to this point. Whereas, like, when you give it to a new writer and a new writer gives it, it's like, okay, no, this is for the character to grow. This is for the character to mm-hmm. move forward. So I do really enjoy that kind of part too, that that's a valid point. I do love the fact that even though we're like two issues in, there is still so much that we do not understand about this whole scenario, from, you know, how was she able to overpower Zed? How is Rita this upgraded, or how is she now Mistress Vile? How is she upgraded, and who is with her? There's still so many mm-hmm. unanswered questions.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any kind of, like, speculation on what you think's going on? Do you have any kind of, like, theories?
I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of crazy stuff go down, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't wait to see what happens.
I will say, so I recently got the GoGo Power Rangers Deluxe Edition and the Necessary Evil Part 2 one in,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
read their short stories. And one of them kind of kills a theory we had about Mistress Vile.
Oh, really?
A little bit. Yes. So, are you fine if I spoil the short story for Necessary Evil Part 2?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. For listeners, if you don't want to hear it, skip, like, I don't know, 5 minutes into the future. I'll try to put a timestamp. But essentially, the short story in that one is the Phantom Ranger going to a planet where Putty Rita is. And it's them, she's taken over and, like, used her magic to, like, warp the people of this planet into, like, Goldar, like, versions of Goldar, Finster, Babu, mm-hmm. and Squat for her. And, like, through the course of the story, like, the Phantom Ranger pretty much convinces her, like, is like, hey, you know, I didn't get to save Rita, but, like, you don't have to do this. You don't have to be her. You don't have to make the same mistakes as her. You could mm-hmm. be a hero if you wanted to. And it's Putty Rita coming to the realization that she could do that. And, like, it mm-hmm. kind of, the issue leaves with her being like, I could be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see at the end Phantom Ranger showing up to, like, talk to Zordon. So it's just, it left her in an interesting spot that I'm like, I don't know that you could jump to Mistress Vile from that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm intrigued if this is Putty Rita. I wonder if Melissa will acknowledge the short story we have and we'll kind of get an arc of how she got here, or if that won't come into play in another way.
Yeah, it could.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting because I read it last night and I was like, huh, well that puts a kink in our theory.
Yeah, it does.
But I you know, because I'd imagine like the team at like Boom has to be aware of like what they've put in these volumes and like how that impacts things. So I wouldn't imagine they would like throw that to the side and it not mean anything.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So, but yeah, I mean, we've got issue 103 next month. We've also got this month Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 coming, which I know we're both very excited about. I've meant to ask you this off mic, but I'm going to ask you on this. Have you looked at a lot of the variants that are coming out for TMNT Power Rangers 2?
I've seen a few of them, but not all of them.
I mean, there's so many that are so great, but specifically, have you seen any with a certain TMNT character in them? Is what I'm curious about.
I've seen the Casey Jones variant, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Have you seen what he's wearing?
It was like a White Ranger looking armor, wasn't it?
I wouldn't say White Ranger, it's more Zed looking armor.
Oh. Yeah, no, I hadn't seen that.
I'll have to find them. So I saw one, and I was like, well, that's kind of a cool design. I thought nothing of it. Then I saw another that, like, it's red and silver looking is kind of how the vibe I get. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, I wonder if Kevin's seen this.
Yeah, you know, things have been a bit crazy lately, so.
Yeah, I know, but. Yeah, I'm excited. But they've also recently for like TMNT Power Rangers 2 had like an Ashcan print. I can't remember which con it was for, but it's like essentially a 10 to 12 issue preview for issue 1. I know some comic retailers are selling them online. I think they were a little more expensive than a single issue. So if you're waiting to read it, maybe just read that first issue. Yeah. But if you're as a collector, they have them selling for like I think $10, $10 or $13. Mm-hmm. But keep an eye out for those. It's just kind of a recommendation. But we're going to hold off this week talking about Dino Fury because it's a big episode. We kind of want to dedicate more time. So we'll get back to Dino Fury next week, everyone. So this will wrap up our show for this week. If you are interested in reaching out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter while it still exists at MayThePowerPod. Or you can email us at maythepowerpod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, suggestions, topic ideas, or let us know if you're interested in coming on as a guest host, like we've had Derek do, Zach do, Aubrey do in the past. We're always happy to have people come on and chat with us. But if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3 and assorted media at BridgeMT. Like, I think Instagram is BridgeMT. Just look up BridgeMT and you'll probably find me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll say, if you see the BridgeMT that's posting Power Rangers and Thirst Traps, that's me.
Yeah, and also follow his journey of moving on TikTok.
Good Lord. I don't want to think about that right now.
I know. But your videos were fun. That's mostly why I want them to watch them.
That's fair. That's fair. More to come.
Exactly. But before we head out, like we do every time, just want to say thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. You know, we've had a bunch of listeners this past year checking out our episodes. And just want to say thank you guys. Hope you enjoy it because we have fun just getting to chat with one another about this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a good time.
Exactly. But with that said, as always, may the power protect you.